Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25.
Yes.
While you're going there, I'm going to read this verse. I had Mary and Claire and Emma sing that song before I started. How many knows in the house, beyond a shadow of a doubt, search your heart, you know that you're saved. You know that you're saved. I know Jesus, I got a living in heart, I've been saved.
Thank you, Lord.
How many would believe right now if the Lord came, would you go back with him?
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Would you go back with him? Are you ready?
Come on now.
Do you have Jesus living inside of your heart?
Oh, yes, Lord.
While you're turning to Matthew 25, Jesus said in St. John 14 and 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you, everybody in this house.
That's right.
Jesus just went to prepare a place just for you. How important are you to God? If he was the only one living in the world,
only one.
God would have sent his only begotten Son to die just for you.
Amen.
That you could live with him. He's went away to prepare a place for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas, the disciple, said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, Thomas, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, God. In Matthew chapter 25, I want to deal with the 10 virgins. This is a parable. The bridegroom is Jesus in this parable. And the virgins typify the church of the saints. The 10 virgins, I want to deal with their oil. I want to deal with their vessels. I want to deal with their lamps. Oh God, let's read this. Jesus said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were what?
Wise.
And 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
Yeah.
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom, what?
Tarried.
I'm going to deal with the word tarried. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. At midnight there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. The wise answered and said, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. They that were ready went with him, in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. He answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. All right. Oh, God, my heart stirred within me.
Bless him, Lord.
The Lord is coming soon.
Amen. Come on, man.
One preacher, I heard him preach, and he said, it sounds like half of the professing church world will not be ready when Jesus comes. And it makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Five were wise and five were foolish. Oh, Lord, the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamps.
Come on, man.
Hallelujah. Let's get into this. Let's study it. I'd like to dig. I dug everything. I asked the Holy Ghost. I said, open my eyes. What are you saying, dear Lord, to us in this parable? The extreme importance of being ready when Jesus comes. The oil typifies and represents the Holy Spirit of God. How many in the house has him? How many's got the Spirit of God living inside of your heart? Do you feel him a witness unto you that you've been born again and you've been saved and you've been forgiven of your sins? Have you been to the Calvary? Have you been to the old rugged cross? Have you repented of your sins? Have you asked Jesus to come into your heart and save you? Do you realize you need to be saved in order to go to heaven? Come on, I'm telling you, this thing is serious. We need the oil of His Spirit. We need God's divine presence and witness that we are a child of God. You can't go to heaven unless you got the Lord living in your heart.
That's right.
Come on, Tony.
Yes.
God bless you.
Stay with me a while.
Have your way, Lord.
Without the oil, there will be no light. Without the oil, there is no fire. Without the oil, there is darkness, and you walk in darkness,
yeah,
and you don't realize that you're in that darkness. Oh, Lord, man slips and falls in the darkness. In the darkness are slippery ways, and people are dying and leaving this world. Even as I've been up here, just this few little minutes, thousands have left out, lost without God. God. Hallelujah. The sinner man and the backslider away from God is a walking in slippery places, and you never know when you'll fall. Hallelujah. You'll go down in sin.
Have your way, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Did you say, plant my feet on a higher ground, dear Lord, and give me the oil? Give me the light. Put a light down inside of me, Jesus, and let me follow you. How many know Jesus is the light of the world? Why don't you open your heart and let the Lord come in?
Come on,
brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Without the oil, there's no illumination.
Right.
You don't realize your bearings. You don't know how close you are to death.
Come on.
You just don't realize what's around the curve, the next curve in life's road.
Right.
There's people woke up this morning. They'll end up in a morgue. They put their shoes on this morning. The undertaker will come and unloose them and take their shoes off.
Yeah. Come on.
This evening.
Yeah.
Oh, God, stay with me a while. Oh, Lord, if I've ever been stirred, Brother Jason, for revival, I'm stirred for souls. I went to the hospital and visited a backslider Friday evening between 8 and 9 o'clock. Eat up with cancer, laying over there. And I, his daughter, Kathy, she was over from here where that piano is right there. I was talking to her and what the Lord done for me and saved me and everything. He's out of it. He's out of it. Dying of cancer. I think he weighs around 100 pounds. His little arms ain't that big around. Oh, God. All of a sudden, Kathy said, he's looking to you. He's looking toward you. I used to work with him up at the plant. Archie laying over there in that bed. His head's right here. His feet's down here. And I'm where his feet is. Kathy said, "Tommy, he's looking toward you." I looked over there like that, and Archie rolled his head around like that and opened his eyes to me.
Yeah.
God bless, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Bless.
I would walk from here to Charleston, West Virginia, and not stop to see him saved.
Man,
Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
When I saw his eyes, I got up, I walked over to him like this, and I laid my hand on his head, and I began to pray with everything in my heart. I said, "Archie, him and his wife used to sing together in a duet in churches. They go to different churches. He used to play a 12-string guitar." I said, "Archie, I don't care how far away from God you've drifted. I don't care how many miles and how many years that you went away from God, Archie. I said, it don't matter how low you are and how far that you suck. I said, Jesus still loves you, Archie." Oh, Lord, he'll forgive you, Archie, if you ask him. He still loves you. He ain't cut you off, Archie. Jesus died for you. And I rear back. Brother Jason, I began to sing. There's a lighthouse upon a hillside that overlooks last sea. And when I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might clearly see. And that light that shines in darkness, it'll safely lead me over. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be? I think I raised up my hand. The light is still shining. A silver man and backslider, it's a shining upon your path. It ain't too late. Behold, today is the day of salvation. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Let the Lord come in. Raise your little hand in the church and say, "I need Jesus. I want to be
saved."
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Have your way.
I raised my head up and I was singing everything I had. I looked over at his daughter. She's a crying. I look back at Archie and tears are welling up in his eyes. They're supposed to release him today to go home. I called Kathy. I even texted her. I said, "Let me know. I'll make bring my 12-string guitar. I want to get him saved. I believe God's a dealing."
Come on, Archie.
"In the day that you seek me with the whole heart," Jesus said, "I will be found of you." Hallelujah. If you happily feel after me, I can be found, though I'm not far from any one of you. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy, and return unto our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Ain't you glad there's somebody that'll forgive you no matter what you've done?
Amen.
He'll forgive it all. He'll save you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Yes, amen.
Lord have mercy.
Come on.
7 pages, and I just got about 6 lines here.
Come on.
I'm just following the Spirit of God today.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
Come on.
Jesus. Come on, brother.
Have you. Without the oil, Brother Earl, there's no illumination.
You're right.
You see, man has to come to the realization. You have to realize you're lost.
That's right. Come on.
You have to realize that you need God. You need to be saved.
Amen.
You're not all right. You're not safe until Jesus comes into your heart. Oh, God, it's the most dangerous thing in this whole wide world to not have God in this hour.
Right.
Without the oil, there's no desire.
Right.
There's no stirring. Mm-hmm. Without the Spirit, there's no quickening. Without the Spirit of God, there's no motivation. Without the Spirit of God, there's no conviction. And there is no drawing.
Yeah. You're right, brother.
Drawing, Lord, drawing. Don't let me go out of this world lost, dear Jesus. Please draw me. Deal with my heart. Bring conviction to me, Jesus. Let me see. Let me see my need.
Yes.
Oh, God. In this parable that Jesus gave, all 10 virgins had the same opportunity.
Right.
Hear me?
Come on.
They all had a chance.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. All 10 had the same access to the oil. They even had the means and the money to buy the oil.
Right.
Bless Lord. Come on.
When Jesus gave this parable, you can ask yourself the question, is there a danger of waiting too late?
Right.
Can you wait too late to get the oil?
Right.
Amen.
To buy the oil to keep the lamp burning?
Yes.
Have you checked your oil lately? Have you checked your oil level lately? Do you have enough to burn through the night till the morning and this dark time is over? How sincere were the 5 wise? How sincere were they? Just how much did they desire to be ready?
Yeah.
When the cry came, behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Lord, he cometh.
He's here. The Lord is here.
Come on.
Jesus is here.
Bless him, Lord.
Woo!
Come on, brother.
He's coming in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
Twinkling.
He's coming at the last trump. He's coming with a shout.
Right.
He's coming in the clouds of heaven.
Right.
He's coming in the glory of his Father. He's coming with his holy angels. He's coming to get the bride. How many in the house is ready? How to go back with Jesus? Hey, Lord, give me the oil. I put the oil in me, Lord. I need to know. I need something that'll change me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Have you got enough to change you?
Come on.
Mary and I went on vacation here last week of October, the first week of November, all the way down in Florida and back. Don't think for a minute I didn't look at the fuel gauge. Mary said, we're going to get some gas before we leave. I said, you better believe it. That's a long way down there.
Yeah.
Right up there. I forgot where we got the gas now. Might have got it up for Exxon. I feel that fuel gauge up there where it said, full. You know that takes a worry out of you when you're on the road.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, it's right. Come on.
I don't have to be afraid.
You're right.
Running out of gas. I got a destination, Kevin, in my mind, brother. I want
to
make it there without running out of gas.
Right.
Oh, Lord. I want to see Florida.
That's right.
Thank you,
Georgia.
And Georgia. Went down there and visited her brother. And I got in there and I flipped right on where that steering wheel's at. You got one too, ain't you? Flip that little hood popped up there about like that. I went out there and I pulled me out a couple paper towels. I raised that hood. I got that dipstick. I cleaned that real good and I just
full.
Full. I don't have to worry about my engine locking up. I don't have to worry about running out of fuel.
Amen.
I don't have to worry about breaking down. I believe that motor will take me. Listen, you take the natural oil out of this world, the natural oil, all the machines, all the factories, all the cars, every moving part will shut down and lock up.
Yeah, that's right.
You'll not produce anything. You'll not go anywhere if there's no oil.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
Oh, God. How many is looking inside?
Come on, brother.
How many can say, I know I've got the oil, I feel the witness lately, I feel the Spirit of God lately. What's in the oil? Gladness. Gladness is in the oil. There's peace in the oil. There's a confirmation in the oil. It's oil, oh Lord, the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm glad today that I've got something inside of me that's keeping me lubricated. Come on now.
Amen.
We got maintenance up there, preventive maintenance, don't we, Brother Kevin?
Right.
They'll go in and they'll take their grease guns and they'll take their oil and they'll change the oil in that machinery and they'll make sure that it's got plenty of oil in it. Have we done preventive maintenance lately?
Come on.
They say them old wheels, they begin, those little rollers up there, the metal rows on those things, when they begin to squeal and screech, they'll call for the maintenance. I'm telling you, our lives sometimes will screech. We're miserable. We're not happy. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, we begin to fuss. We're few. We're not happy. We can't get along with anybody. Have you checked your oil lately? Have you pulled out the dipstick and say, Lord, I need to be lubricated? Talking about Jesus over there in Psalms, and it came over in Hebrews. For thou, O Lord, hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. I want you to know you'll be glad when the Spirit of God comes on the inside of you. Raise your little hands in the church. There'll be gladness and there'll be peace. There'll be life. There'll be joy. And there'll be hope when you got the oil of God's Spirit.
That's right. Amen.
Come on.
I feel Jesus right here dealing with us.
God have your will.
He's dealing with us. He's wanting you to get ready. He's wanting you to be ready when he comes.
Yes.
Come on. The Bible said he's coming for them that love his appearing.
Right.
Love his appearing.
We will not be condemned when he comes. Come on, we'll love his appearing. We'll say, Lord, I'm ready. There's no condemnation in my heart. Come, Lord, I'm ready.
Praise be to God.
He's here. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. It'll be too late.
Too late.
For millions of people. Go ye out to meet him. They were so sincere, the five wise were, and had such a longing desire that they took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Huh? They had a backup, you mean. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
They were so sincere because the night might go a long way, a lot of darkness, that they filled their lamps and they filled their vessels with a backup supply.
Yes.
We are not going to let our lamps go out.
Right.
Come on.
Hey, Lord. Teaching ground. I said, this is teaching ground. Did you know I'm digging myself up lately. There is a danger in delays.
Right.
Stay with me. Somebody's listening.
Yes.
As the Holy Ghost opened this up to me, Brother George, notice the phrase Jesus used. While the bridegroom tarried. Tarry, because the bridegroom was long in coming.
Right.
He didn't come as soon as they had expected him to come. People will say, I've heard that message all of my life. I talked to a man one time, he's up in his 80s, and been a Christian in church. He said, Jesus might come back another 1,000 years from now. He said, I've heard that message that the Lord is a-coming ever since I was a kid. And he's up in his 80s. But I'm telling you, the signs are all around us. We never lived in a time such as this before. Hallelujah, there's getting ready to be a change, and the Lord is getting ready to come, and ready or not, he's a coming again. How many can say, I know, I can see the signs. Jesus said, you bunch of hypocrites, you can tell what kind of weather it is when the skies are red in the morning. He said, you know that you're going to have foul, bad weather. Hallelujah. He said, when the skies are red in the evening or with a beautiful sunset, he said, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the time that you're living in. Oh God, you don't realize how short our time is. Hey God,
bless him.
How many's in the house and you're ready? I want to go back with him.
God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Praise your blessing, Lord.
Jesus just didn't come when I expected him.
Oh, Jesus.
And because there was a delay, they all slumbered and slept. Look closely at the word tarried. We have been taught and heard it preached all of our life for many years that Jesus is coming. He's coming soon, just any day. But because he has tarried and has not returned as of yet, people have let up watching for him. They've lost their desire and their commitment. They have lost their zeal. Listen, when you lose that, you begin to be occupied with other things. People get slack when there is a delay. Brother Jason, there's a danger in delays. It works in the spiritual as well as it does in the natural. When there is a delay, it's easy to lose our expectancy and our desire. The excitement wanes and other things occupy our minds. There is a danger in delays. Oh, how soon revival fire dies in us. I'm here teaching us today, don't lose your desire for Jesus.
That's right.
Don't lose your desire to be ready to pray and be ready. Jesus is coming. Raise your hand right now, dear Lord. God, he's coming. Hallelujah. Ready or not, he's a coming. Don't lose your desire. Don't lose your commitment and your dedication. Hallelujah. If you miss the Lord's coming and you miss the rapture, you've lost it all. You've lost it all. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what would a man give in exchange for his soul to get his soul back? I'm telling you, you miss the Lord's coming and you've lost it all. You forfeited it all and you've waited too late.
Yes, come on.
Have your way, Lord.
Wait too late. Wait too late. People sitting right here, you know what you need to do.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother. Come on.
You know, it wasn't just by happenstance or coincidence you're here.
That's right. That's right.
God wanted you here today in through those doors into his divine presence where the word. The word of God can show you.
Yes, that's right.
I feel him.
Come on, brother. Come on. Have your way, Lord.
He loves you.
That's right. He loves you. That's right.
I could wrap my arm around anybody in here.
Come Come on, brother.
I tell you I love you with the depths of my heart.
Yes.
Jesus loves you.
Your way, blessed Lord.
Come on, get ready.
Have your way, blessed Lord.
Lord,
Jesus.
I was in a Walmart one time, Brother Charlie.
Come on.
I was in one of those aisles. I had just walked in it. Of course, there's, you know, different aisles up through here.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I was after. I walked in that aisle like there, right there. Well, I noticed when I passed the other aisle to get in this one.
Yeah.
The mother was there and had a pretty little girl. Oh, she cute as a button. So, that was that, like that aisle over there, and I went down this one. Somehow that little girl, she got loose from her mommy. Inquisitive. She come down through there where I was at.
Yeah.
I looked around and seen her. I thought to myself, where's your mommy at? She looked around and she didn't see her mom. I never heard such screaming. Where's my mommy? Screaming at the top of her lungs. And needless to say, here kind of that mama, she come around that corner, she come and grabbed that girl, put her up in her arms. I don't guess really you could put a definition on the fear that little child had. Mommy's gone.
God have your way.
Where's my mommy? Mommy's gone. Children, listen. When the Lord comes, there'll be two in a field.
That's right. Come on.
One will be taken, the other will be left.
That's right.
Two women will be grinding at a grindstone. One will be taken, the other one left.
That's right.
Two will be in a bed. One will be taken, and the other left.
Glory, glory, glory.
Can you imagine?
Come on, bro.
Can you imagine? A mommy that looks at the daddy and said, you need to get in church.
Yeah.
Me and my baby, I'm taking him to church. I'm taking him and putting him in Sunday school, and we're faithful. Honey, I want you to go. I want you to go to church with us, please, this coming Sunday. There'll be a time that it'll be a day too late. Too late. I can't tell you the fear. Come on now. There is a numbing fear that is as cold as the darkest night that'll grip you when you realize you've been left behind.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Oh, God. Oh, God, to realize I've been left behind. Can you imagine a mommy and a little girl gone? Gone, gone. The house is empty. It's barren. No little voice of a little girl and a little boy are playing. Mommy is gone. Oh, God. Can you imagine that husband is saying, you ask me, and maybe calling her name if I had it all to do over. If I had it all to do over, I'd go with you to church. God, oh, but it's too late now. It's too late now. I waited too long, God.
Come on, bro.
Oh, the wails. Oh, the cries. Oh, the sorrow. I don't know. The church is gone. And my brothers and sisters is gone. And I've been left behind. I can't.
Jesus.
Lord, have your way.
Lord,
have your way.
Oh,
God.
Glory to God. Glory to the Lamb of God.
Yes. Come up here and get a song.
Yes.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy, 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 holy. If there's anybody in this house today that's got a doubt in your heart, your mind, where you stand with the Lord before the judgment, come on. It's appointed unto man
who
wants to die, and after this, the judgment. What then, soul of man? What then? What then? When it comes your time to face God, oh Lord, oh God, oh God, give me your Bible. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What was it John over there in Revelation said? He said, I saw, he said, him that sat upon the throne, from whom the whole earth and the heaven fled away from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne, and no place was found with them. And John the Revelator said, I saw the books opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things that are written in the book. I want you to know, when you stand before God, the Lamb's book of life will be open. There's only one way that you can get your name inscribed in the Lamb's book of life. It's inscribed in red, and it's inscribed in the blood of Jesus. That means when you've been to Calvary and you accepted Jesus as your Savior and you repented of your sin, he writes your name down in heaven, and the devil can't take it out of there. How many can say, my name is written over there? I am a child of God. I've been saved and I've been forgiven. And when I stand there, Brother Jason, and he opens that big Lamb's book of life and he finds my name, Jesus will say, well done, thou good and thou faithful servant. Enter thou in unto the joy of the Lord. I'm telling you, it'll be worth it all. But be ready. But find yourself ready when Jesus comes. Hallelujah. To go back with him. Raise your hand in the church.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mother God.
Come on. Come on. I'm crying to somebody. Get on board. Get on board. Get on board. This glory train. Get on board. The old ship of Zion. Everybody in the house, stand to your feet. You're here today and you ain't never been saved and you don't know Jesus and the pardon and the remission of your sins. The Lord's opening up his arms today for you to come. He's opening his arms to you today to come. Listen, and the book of works will be opened, and the dead will be judged according to the works. Everything that we've done and said while we lived in this body, all that we've done of all of our sins, listen, God will say to the sinner man and to the backslider on that day, I never knew you. I know you not. Oh God, I feel a seriousness here. And the Lord will command his angels to bind them hand and foot and cast them in the outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. My Lord, my God, I don't want to be lost. Brother Jason, I don't want to be lost. I want to be saved. Come on, if there's any doubt in anybody's heart today, come to this altar. The altar's open. Come on, don't be ashamed. Come on. Jesus' arms are wide open to you. Come on. Find you a place to pray right now. Bow. Fall upon your knees. Bow. Open your heart. Let Jesus come in. Come on. Good Lord.
See all the portals. He's waiting and watching.
Somebody wants to pray. I want to be ready, Jesus. Come on. Let's search our heart. Show me, Lord. Where do I stand with you? Am I all right? Will I go back? The Lord said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. But where I am, there you may be also. Come on, let's pray. Come on. Everybody in the house, let's find a place to call upon God. I want to make sure, Lord. I want to make sure that I'm ready and that I've got the oil. Come on, everybody in the house, let's call on God. Holy Lord, come on. Hallelujah. Come on. That's it, come on. I want to make sure. I want to feel a witness. Come on, Jesus. Pull your heart out. That's it. Pray, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to be left behind. I want to go to heaven.
Jesus.
said. Pray with your heart. Pray with your heart. Cry out to Jesus with your soul. Cry out to Him right now. Say, Lord, here's my heart. I want to be ready. Thank God, hallelujah.